Greendale Tractor. Wayne speaking.
Hey, Wayne. My name is Ruben. I'm with Underwriting at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, Ruben. How are you?
Busy. I'm actually not doing film too well. I'm kind of suffering from the flu. Is now an okay time?
No, it's good.
All right, perfect. I was asked to reach out to you. I guess you had some questions on the financing approval Bank of Cardiff put together for you?
Yes.
What can I do for you? I think there's a question on kind of how our interest rates are calculated. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what Bank of Cardiff offers, it's not an amortized loan. It's an equipment finance agreement. And what we have is a simple yearly interest rate. I guess what's happening is you're pulling like an APR, and that's where the discrepancy is. Is that correct?
I guess. I don't know.
Okay, so most loans, what you're used to, like a car loan calculator, is an amortization schedule where our contract is more of a fixed payment. But I'm really not on the sales side, and here's what I would let you know. I mean, we've got a great approval for you. A lot of customers kind of, and I'm sure you're kind of trying to shop us versus your local bank. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, we don't have the normal requirements from a traditional bank. We don't require tax returns. We don't require financial analysis. We don't have age restrictions on our equipment. And most importantly, we get transactions done very quickly. So I guess...
But you did require my tax returns in 6 months of the bank statements.
We require a tax return to verify ownership. We're not looking at profitability. Those are two very different things. In terms of bank statements, you know, we're looking at them to make sure it's a functioning business. We're not running ratios on you. So I guess what I would tell you is this. I mean, we'd like to get your deal done if you have a need for the equipment. Have you bought the equipment yet? Do you have it in your possession or no?
No, I don't.
Okay. Will the equipment make you money if you get the equipment? I guess the question is, all right, and I guess how long have you been thinking about this equipment?
Quite a long time.
Okay, and what's your anticipated revenue by having this equipment on a monthly basis or weekly basis?
What's my what?
Anticipated revenue by having this equipment on a monthly or weekly basis.
Oh, I could probably bring in probably $1,000 a month.
$1,000 a month? And how much of that is profit?
And it's going to be mostly all profit.
Oh, okay. I mean, what I would share with you is this. And this, our product's really revenue-based. Our loan or our financing is going to be a little more expensive than your traditional bank because we don't have access to your bank account. It is what it is. But what I encourage customers to do is kind of look at it from a cash flow perspective. If you're making $1,000 off this equipment, every month you're not having the equipment, it's pretty much costing you $1,000. So rather than wait on your bank, why not work with Bank of Cardiff and get your financing funded and get this equipment and start making money off of it.
So my interest rate, like the one from the bank, is not going to be 4-5%. Is that what you're saying?
I'm sorry?
So the interest rate is not going to be the same as my bank. It's going to be a lot higher. Well, what you quoted me before was it worked out to be 14% interest.
If you're using, that's an APR, and that's probably correct. I'm not using an APR because my documents don't have an APR. We have a simple...
I go by things that are correct, okay?
I'm sorry?
I go by things that are correct.
Okay, so
correct. So let's go with that. If it's correct, then why use something that's not correct?
No, it is correct. So on our contract, it's just how there's different types of financing products. When you talk about a lease or an equipment finance agreement, we don't have an amortization schedule. When you talk about a traditional bank loan, and it's just all about education, when you talk about a bank loan, they're going to provide you an amortization schedule that separates the principal and interest. So if you went with Bank of Cardiff, your contract, your paperwork is going to say, here's your fixed monthly payment. Whereas if you go to a traditional bank, it's going to say, here's your loan balance, and here's the interest you're accruing on a monthly basis. It's just a different product.
What's my monthly payment going to be?
On what numbers were we looking at?
$12,000.
Let me just bring your system. I'm not on the sales side. Has your bank offered you an approval on this equipment?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I guess I would ask a loaded question. Why haven't you gone with them if they're giving you a 4% rate? Because that's a good deal. I guess that's
I'm not ready to pull the trigger yet. Okay.
Is there a value to you in working with an outside financing company versus your traditional bank?
Well, I thought maybe there was, because when I talked to Joel there, he said he could get me in less than 5%. And my bank wants 5%. So I thought maybe I'd get a better deal from you guys.
Is your bank requiring any money down?
No.
No money down? And are they putting this under the business, or are you personally?
Me personally.
Okay, so that's the inherent difference here. So if
my bank, I dealt with this bank for 25 years through the business, and they just deal with me, I don't know if it's business or personal, they just give me a loan.
Well, that's not necessarily how it works, so those are two very different avenues. Number one, I'm just trying to talk to you like a real person here and trying to do right by you. Your bank is going to give you a cheaper cost of money than Bank of Cardiff because they've worked with you for a long time. There's no one that's going to come in and cut their legs off.
The bottom line is that if you can do better than $229 a month or 60 months, and we'll go with you. Otherwise, we'll pass this time around, okay?
It's not about being better. It's about different. So our transaction will go under your business. The borrow will be your business. This won't go under your personal credit, and the equipment would be titled in your business's name. It wouldn't be a personal loan. That's the difference. But in terms of monthly payments, our payment will be more expensive than that. We won't be able to be close to $229.
Okay. Okay, I'll pass for now. I'll go with my bank right now, okay?
Okay.
I thank you for looking into it for me, all right?
You're welcome, Wayne.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.